With you, Mark McVay is with us, the Giants assistant coach. Mark, always great to have you on AFL Nation.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Thank you for having me.
How are you hanging in? So I think your itinerary was Victoria, Queensland, Victoria, Tasmania, Western Australia. Is that about right?
That's about right, mate. I think we're 73 days in, so it's been quite a journey.
Are you feeling that at the moment, or does the taste of finals sort of push that to the background?
Yeah, I think it has, to be honest. Obviously, it was a grind there for a period of time leading into, obviously, September. And then once we knew we qualified, I think the group was sort of got that spring in their step. Certainly, the staff did as well. And since we've been here, obviously, in Tasmania, they treated us extremely well. It's been a little hard here with lockdown, but now that we're out and we can play, and it's great to see people in the crowd, I think the players have got a real spring in their step.
What was the aftermath, Spike, to the McVay Assistant Coach Cup last week?
Pretty icy, to be honest. Didn't hear from him for about 3 or 4 days, and we talk most days. So, it's one of those things, isn't it? But we were very fortunate to get away with the win. They're a great club, and we know we've got a big job on our hands tonight.
It's been a big week for the club through what happened last week. How have the players dealt with that, I suppose? Has it worn them down? Is it one of those things where they don't necessarily think of it? I'm talking about the Toby Green situation. How have you addressed it within the club?
Yeah, look, it's obviously we let it play out initially till we found out what was the final result for Toby. And then he addressed the group privately, staff and players, and apologised. And it was really heartfelt. You know what it's like in a footy club. We never lynch anyone. We love them. They're our teammates. They're our friends. And we respect them. It was a really good message to us. Once that was done, I thought it broke the ice. And we went into our main session. We went straight into opposition and sort of, worked out the strategy that we can play against Geelong, went into our main prep and we moved on. So, and Toby, to his credit, trained in the main session. He trained in the captain's run. He's been proactive with the players in regards to forward line movement. So we got over it pretty quick, mate, to be honest.
I'm interested to hear about Jesse Hogan, a player that I played a little bit of footy with, and he went over to the West and then came. It just seems like he's in a really good spot. He's clearly struck up a friendship with Mummy, and last week was arguably the best game of his probably the last 5 years.
Yeah, it was really good, mate, to see him do that. I think the contested part of his game was outstanding in terms of his marking. And what we've come to realise about Jesse is he's a really smart footballer. He really works hard with his other forwards about leading patterns. We think he's our best leading pattern player in our club, apart from Toby. He just understands where the ball carries. He understands the space, and his end pointing on opposition defenders is really strong. So we're really rapt for him. He's come in, he's kicked a strong amount of goals this year and marked the ball extremely well. So you'd have to say it's been good for us this year, and we've been really pleased for him.
Mark, Toby's not the only Green that's missing. Tom Green is also out injured, which is a shame because he's been super for you. Which opens up the door for Cornelio, your skipper, to come back into the middle of the ground. Now, last week you played him as a sort of a negative forward. He was okay at about 12 possessions. Bobby Hill, Connor Stone are on the bench, so one assumes that one of those guys is going to go there. Does that unleash the skipper back into the fray?
It certainly does, Jared. It's a really good question. We're really going to miss Tom. He's been massive for us this year. His contested work is outstanding.
Yep.
So it does give Stephen the opportunity to go inside a lot more tonight. Connor Stone's that winger-type forward player who is still learning his craft, so won't spend as much time there. And obviously, you know about Bobby Hill, but it does give Cornelio a great option to get in there and get us going in there again. He's had a slow build-up. We know that. He's ready to go. He's a midfielder. We know that. Gets his opportunity tonight. We expect him to lead from the front.
So you've watched Geelong, and we've all seen Geelong and the analysis of Geelong. And like every club, they are susceptible to pressure. Last week, your pressure against the Swans in the first half was elite. And you would have looked at it and said, well, you know, maybe on paper we're not quite there at the present time, but I tell you what, if we bring the heat again, they're going to crumble. Surely that's been the message of the week.
It's been one of them. it's definitely, we know that, and every club's different, but our club prides itself on its pressure and its contested work, and you guys all know that. We realise and understand that we need the pressure to catch. If we allow their uncontested game to get going, and they get through the middle of the ground. They're number one in the comp for entering inside 50 through the corridor. So we've got to make sure that we're right onto it. Our uncontested marks, we cannot afford them to chip the ball around. So our pressure needs to be right up. We need to be in their face. We need to man the mark really aggressively. We need to get over and outnumber at the contest and pressure them, and then we need to punch back through them. We know that. And they're a great team, and they're going to get, you know, they're going to go through the middle of the ground. They're going to find ones and twos through there and get it inside. But we think our game plan is all around our pressure, and our strategy is to really pressure them at the source. But also, when they've got the ball, we're not just going to, you know, hopefully sit back and allow them to chip through us, because if we do that, we'll get beat tonight. So we think we've got enough speed in our group tonight to be able to test them as well. Obviously, some names that you mentioned, Bobby Hill and Connor Stone, they're super fast, very quick. So we like to think that we've got added some speed into our group. Even though we've lost some players, we have added some speed, which is great.
Spike, I've been in this position when Franklin left Hawthorn at the end of 2013, went to the Sydney Swans. Has there been, and we use that as motivation. We really did, because we just didn't want him to beat us in, and finally he'd left us on our journey. We wanted to get one back. Has there been any mention of Jeremy Cameron this week? Is there a feeling that, you know, of similarities between that?
Not really, mate, because he left on probably different circumstances potentially, and obviously you know a lot more about Buddy than I do, but he's got a lot of close friends here, so we internally, there's a lot of players that would, you know, obviously like to make sure that we beat him, but
I still
want
the belt,
bud. Yeah, well, mate, I'm with you, I'd do the same, but he's been wonderful for us, and there's great friendships here, but they do want to beat him. They want to obviously make sure that we put in a good contest for him. And, you know, he's a huge challenge for us tonight. And you'll see tonight in our lineup, there'll be a little bit of a different strategy to combat him, because we know what he does. He likes to lead up the ground, and then he gets him behind you and gets you back to goal. So we'd like to think we know him well. That doesn't mean you can stop it, but we've planned for him during the week and showed a lot of evidence about how he's getting a lot of his football.
Are you planning for Rowan forward or back?
Planning for him forward at this stage, mate.
And blitzarves, ruck or back. Blitzarves, ruck or back?
Back at this stage. So we have you know, obviously mentioned a few times there with Rowan going down back after half time last week. If we can force that this week with keeping him quiet again, well, it's a win for us. So we'll be trying to do that again.
The team sheets have just been lodged, Mark. So there's a late change. What's going to miss with Jesse Hogan?
Now, I knew you'd ask me that, Jared. No, I was hoping to get off the call. He actually a calf, to be honest. He's had pulled up with a tight calf after the game. We didn't think that it would affect him getting up for tonight's game. We tried to train him during the week, and unfortunately, he hasn't come up. So Phil Davis comes into the side, and we go from there. So a little bit disappointing for Jesse, obviously, or very big disappointment for our club and for him, but we just couldn't risk him in a big final that's going to be high pressure and fast paced.
And we're a bit disappointed in you, Spike. I thought we had an open relationship.
Oh, mate, to be honest, I was to and fro on whether to tell you. And I didn't want to blow anything, so I apologise.
All those years ago, we supported you, Spike, after your career ended.
Good on you, Mark. Good luck for tonight. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks very much, boys. Good on you.
Mark McVay from inside the Giants camp. Shout out for Flight Centre. Win $30,000 worth of holidays now, then travel later with Flight Centre. That's win now, travel later with Flight Centre. What a terrible pity.
What a finish to the interview. What a shame.
The third quarter marking last week just left such an impression. And I guess it's a bit of his recent run, as he just can't get a fair go at it.
Well, it certainly makes it more difficult for them. If Geelong lose this one, the microscope will be on.
You can get involved on AFL Nation across the weekend on the open line thanks to Southern Phone. Simplify your life with Southern Phone. Mobile plans switch to Southern Phone. So Phil Davis replaces Jesse Hogan in the Giants lineup tonight. James Peatling is the sub. Well, for the Cats, they're as selected.